The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you on the way to the best health? Or are you doing a 180? In order to live longer and better, you need to be aware of your food, your environment, and your lifestyle. Welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show with your host, Greg Gillette. You don't need to be part of the statistics that over half of society lives by. It's time to take control. Now, here is your host, Greg Gillette.
Hello, and welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. I'm excited to be here as always, giving you the best information that I know of about healing the body through food and occasionally some supplements and herbs as well. And of course, there's other components to living a healthy life, emotional, mental, spiritual, if you have a spiritual life. But nutrition is by far the most important thing you can do for your body. It has a direct impact on your other bodies, on your emotional and mental health. So my full name is Greg Gillette. I am the sole owner of Gillette Nutrition. I'm a nutritionist and herbalist, also a health coach. I've been using that term more and more because that is truly what I do. I guess I could call myself a health coach that specializes in nutrition and herbs and supplements. Because I coach people, I help them, guide them to achieve their greatest health possible. Now, please check out my website. It is GilletteNutrition.com. There's a link right on the Voice America, my channel there. And on all the pages there, it says achieve awesome and amazing health, because that's truly what you do. I can guarantee you will feel better if you counsel with me. How better, I can't tell you. But as far as getting better, you will feel better, have more energy, better digestion, brain focus, better sleeping, stuff like that. So look me up, GilletteNutrition.com. Now today I'm going to talk about men's health. And being that I am a man, it's a very important issue. Myself, in the past, I didn't always take care of myself. I went to the doctor once a year, dentist once a year, and that's about it. Didn't really look over my diet at all. I mean, I was an athlete, so I did exercise a lot and work out, and that helped. But I wasn't very proactive in my health. And I think it's time for us men to take a better role in helping ourselves and feeling better. And women, on the whole, are more proactive. They seem to do a better job at taking care of themselves. I think on the whole, women, well, they're women. They are a little more emotionally, well, I don't know the words balanced, but they express their emotions a little better than we do. And so I think they take care of their health better. But there's a change in the air. I see it. So it's time for men to take care of their health better and to seek out help when you need to. I think a lot of men are too stoic and maybe afraid to ask for help and to make the changes needed. And most of my clients, I would say 60% of my clients are women. But I have helped a lot of men out. And that's why I wanted to give the talk today on men's health. It's a very important topic. And I'll be covering the biggest one, I would have to say, and most people would agree, is prostate health. Now, if you're a young man, your 20s, you shouldn't have to really worry about that, but you want to do preventative things and go ahead and do things to help your prostate now, because prostate health is a huge issue in this country and probably in the world due to faulty nutrition and due to a lot of stress. So I'm also going to cover sexual energy, which is directly related to a healthy prostate, and then energy overall. what's the vitality of men, especially as we age? Now, obviously, your energy levels aren't going to stay the same as they were in your 20s. However, if you keep up with the nutrition and mental and emotional health and exercise, I know men, including myself, that are just as healthy as some 20-year-olds, mainly because the 20-year-olds aren't taking care of their health. They think they can eat anything and get away with it. And also, I'm going to talk about men's hormones, which isn't quite as in-depth as women's hormones. Women tend to have more hormones than men, but men, we do have hormones, so we need to look at that. And I will touch a little bit on hair loss. Now, hair loss is not a emotionally, it can be a big deal. But as far as detrimental to really hurt your health, it's not going to do anything there. It might hurt your self-esteem. And a lot of that's genetics. But I'll get into that in a little bit down the road on today's topic, men's health. And also, I want to touch base on emotional health. Now, although I'm a health coach and nutritionist, herbalist, I always ask my clients how they're feeling. Now, I don't go in super depth because I'm not a counselor, but there's an emotional component to eating, and I know that. And so I always ask men if I'm helping them, you know, how is your health? Is there a emotional component to the food you eat? Are you addicted to foods? And how's your vocation? Do you enjoy your work? And how are your relationships with either your wife, might have children, girlfriend, parents? So I always look at emotional health, and I have helped men become more emotionally available. First thing is just eating healthy, because as you eat healthy, you're going to feel better, and your brain's going to work stronger, more efficient, more creative. So always look at that. So I'm going to touch base on that as well. But real quick, before I dive into that, I always talk about carbohydrates being probably the downfall. Well, let me say overconsumption of carbohydrates. That's truly where most illness and disease is coming from, and consumption of sugar. But I say carbohydrates because carbohydrates are sugar. All carbohydrates turn into glucose in the body. Now, we need some carbohydrates, especially green vegetables. A little fruit, not too much. However, I just want to say this is on my second day of zero carbohydrates. I've always wanted to do this. So I preach. I walk my talk. I don't just talk it. I really follow through with what I do nutritionally. But I've always wanted to experience not eating any carbohydrates. So this is the second day I've just eaten fat and protein. I feel good. I don't see any major changes. But I've read interesting articles over the years. And I can't remember this guy who explored Alaska, lived with the Eskimos, experienced what they ate. And Eskimos for most of the year are eating seafood, seals with fat and organ meats, blubber, and protein, but more fat than protein. And they had a vibrant life, he recorded. So he goes back to America. Well, Alaska's part of America, but he goes back to the continental states. And did an experiment. He and a colleague, I think they stayed in a clinic, and they ate nothing but fat and protein for a year. And their health was fine. Blood tests were fine, cholesterol fine, blood pressure, heart issues, hormones, all was fine. Now, I don't advocate, he doesn't advocate, I forget his name, to do that either. But I'm just showing you that the lower carbs you can eat, especially with men's health, the healthier you will feel. And it's a transition. Most of all my clients, I get them eating no more than 100 grams of carbs a day, which is 400 calories for the carbohydrates. And it's going to vary. If you're an athlete, you're going to probably need a little more, I mean, up at that 100-gram protocol. But if you're trying to lose weight, your energy's down, sex hormones are down, then you might drop the carbohydrate grams down to 20, or even like I'm doing a couple of days with no carbohydrates. From what I've read, with no carbohydrates for a couple of days a week, you can kind of reset your hormones. So on to the men's health. I'm going to start off with talking about the two key nutrients that men need. Now, obviously, men and women, we all need all the elements and trace minerals and macro, micro minerals and vitamins, essential fatty acids. But as far as the two key nutrients that I research and look at men's health, it would be iron and zinc. And in nature, when iron is dug up, zinc is real close to it. It's always around. So it's kind of interesting how, and even in nature, with these two being the male predominant nutrients, they're also found in the soil kind of close together. Now, iron is very important for both men and women's health. But with men, I look at iron, I'm doing a little emotional piece here, that iron is more of your outer armor. Because with men, and we need to be strong and passionate and stand up for what we think's right. And at times be aggressive if we need to be, and also open-minded. So it's that outer strength that men have that women don't have as much. And that's the beauty of the difference between the men and women. And iron is a metal, and it's the only metal that's not a trace metal. Now, we don't need too much iron. That can cause problems in the body for men and women. But I just want to throw out the iron. And what's interesting is the element iron goes with the planet Mars. I know I'm kind of going on a tangent here, but it's all going to come together. But as you see Mars, like I said, it's, if you're emotionally balanced, you have the right amount of iron in your body, you're going to have those men qualities in this modern world that we need. Like I said, strength and passionate, aggressive when needed, protector. That's what's kind of the iron. So it's that outer armor that iron gives. However, I've seen a lot of men, especially middle-aged men, they get out of balance emotionally and probably also internally with the iron levels. And what I've grown to see is certain men, I'll call the dark side of Mars, where they're too stoic, they're too rigid, or not expressive enough, think they know it all, not open-minded, and too aggressive. So I've seen that. And a lot of that has to do with the foods you're eating that make men too aggressive and not available to be able to actually communicate. Now, granted, we're not women, and women do like to talk more, and that's just the way it goes. But sometimes men, we don't talk enough. We don't really express our feelings. So I'm just throwing that out there with the iron. See what happens. Well, what iron does in the body, it is a component of the red blood cells, and it transports oxygen throughout the body. So obviously, you need the right amount of iron to have oxygen in the body. And if not, you can cause major problems. It's also needed in the cellular respiratory cycle. Now, with iron, if emotionally you're on the dark side of Mars, or you have too much iron in the body, and a lot of times that can be from iron supplementation, which I do not recommend. I don't recommend supplement with iron. It's hard to digest and it can cause problems. What happens when you have too much iron, you is similar with the emotional component. You get rigid in the body. You can have heart disease, constipation, inflammation, way too much inflammation, and also oxidation. So that's what happens when you have too much iron in the body, but also that emotional component. So with iron, men, besides taking some steps to become more emotionally available, red meat's going to be your best source of iron. You know, with the red meat, we don't want to overcook it. Go on the rare side, buy organic grass-fed beef. It's a much better healthy component or nutritional value than regular meat that's not grass-fed. And also, this is big in Europe, and this really boosts your energy and testosterone levels, which I'll talk about a little bit, is actually doing raw meat. If it's 100% grass-fed, there's great recipes. Steak tartare is one of them. It's well-known in Europe. And a lot of people eat sushi. So, and I help people with clients. If you book a consultation with me, I'll go over how to incorporate even some raw meat in your diet. And it's going to taste good. You're not like a tiger eating fresh killed meat, but there are ways to make it healthy. And that's a real boost of energy and hormone levels. And like I said, in Europe, that's a big dish over there and quite healthy. The other element is zinc. Now, zinc Zinc is more what I would say inner armor. Iron's the outer armor. And zinc works directly with the white blood cells. So you can see how zinc and iron work together. They're almost kind of work together and sort of opposite. Iron works with the red blood cells transporting oxygen. Zinc works with the white blood cells. White blood cells are your main part of your immune system. So zinc has that inner armor, iron, outer armor. And zinc also is important for just DNA synthesis and overall growth and development for men and women. But men, and also in bones. But the prostate is where you have most of the zinc in your prostate. And then secondly, in your bones. So, now zinc is also best found in animal foods. You know, red meat, again, is a great source of zinc. And then oysters. Now, oysters, for some people, including myself, are seen as an aphrodisiac that stimulate your sexual arousal or, sexual energy. And so I would recommend, and men that I counsel with, and they're having prostate issues, low energy, to eat some oysters, search out some good oysters, clean. I was going to say grass-fed oysters, but that's not the case. And that'll really help your prostate health, because that's, of all the components of your body, the prostate uses the most zinc than anything else. And as I said, bones are second. So with oysters, the real aphrodisiac would be raw oysters, squeeze a little lime or lemon, go out to a good restaurant and find a good source of raw oysters there with some of the hot sauce. You can also bake them, roast them, steam them. No, don't fry them. Fried foods, gentlemen, is a detrimental thing to our health, and it's also weakened your sexual prowess and your prostate health. But there, if you're lean toward more vegetarian or vegan, zinc can be found a fair amount in pumpkin seeds, pumpkin powder. I know a local couple in here in Ashland that have a real good company that sells organic pumpkin seed powder. So it's like a protein powder. And I take their pumpkin seed oil and eat their pumpkin seed butter real good. So those are another sources of zinc. And then back to iron. You can get iron in vegetables, but it's a low, low absorption rate. Spinach, dark green veggies. So you can get a little bit, but it's hard to get a lot from green vegetables. And also with zinc, there's zucchini and surprisingly bee pollen, which is really flower pollen. So those are some interesting things, just the emotional component and the two important zinc and iron. Iron, don't supplement. Zinc, you can supplement. I recommend supplementation with zinc if you're having prostate issues, sexual health issues, immune issues. If you're always getting colds and coming down with fevers or colds or coughs, and you can supplement with zinc. So the prostate health, the prostate is it's a small little gland. It's a walnut gland, real fatty. All your glands are encased with fat, and it sits between the bladder and the penis. So it's a small little gland. It serves a big purpose for men's health, especially sexual health. And the prostate main role is it makes and secretes semen. In essence, it protects the sperm that your testes make. So it's kind of interesting. And I'm not even sure if most men even know what the prostate gland does. I used to not know growing up. I didn't know anything how the body worked. So it's just kind of interesting. So we're coming up on a break here in about 20 seconds. So stay tuned, and I'm going to dive into prostate health. We're going to talk about all the things the prostate does and acute prostatitis and also benign prostatic hypertrophy. That's what most people have, acronym BPH. So stay tuned for the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. We'll be right back.
Thank you. your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health. In order to keep your body strong and healthy, you need to keep your brain strong and healthy. It can be thought of as a rudder that steers your ship, so to speak. While you may look good, are you feeling your best? Join Dr. Will Rogers each week for Energize Your Life. Our show will help keep your body, mind, and spirit finely tuned in order to keep your quality of life lasting longer and more balanced. Energize Your Life can be heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to greg@gillettenutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. So I'm talking about men's health in the modern world. And first part I was talking about the elements of iron and zinc, how important they are, and how important they are for men's health, and the emotional component that's tied into those elements, and also overall just emotional health. Now, right at the end, I was talking about the prostate. I'll restate that the prostate is a gland, a very fatty gland. It's only the size of a walnut, very, very small. And it's between the bladder and the penis, and it makes and secretes semen. So basically, it protects sperm. Now, sperm is predominantly made from the testes. And I may be pronouncing it wrong, but it's the vas deferens, which brings sperm from the testes to the seminal vesicles. Now, when a man has an orgasm, the seminal vesicles and the prostate secrete semen into the urethra. So this is just a little anatomy course we're doing here, because like I said, most men, I'm not sure if they even know how the body works. I used to not know how the body works. So it secretes it into the urethra, and then it obviously expels it out of the penis. Interesting is that the urethra also carries urine from the bladder out of the penis. So that one tube carries both semen and urine. Now, what happens? Well, through the main thing with the BPH, the benign prostatic hypertrophy, which is a chronic issue. It's inflammation of the prostate gland itself. So when that walnut-sized gland inflames, it's going to put pressure on the urethra. The urethra runs right through the prostate gland. So obviously, if you can picture that, it's going to slow down urination. You're not going to be able to have a full urination. What I mean by that is, so often I've helped men where, well, the classic symptom is you pee and you think you're done peeing, but then it comes back again. You don't feel like you're completely voiding the urination, though very little is coming out. So you don't have the volume of pee. It's kind of dribbly. And when you finish peeing, you know, you zip up your pants and a minute, 2 minutes later, a little dribble comes out. So those are all the symptoms of BPH. Very annoying. Detrimental is not the word, but it can affect your life greatly, especially sleep. You're getting up 2-3 times a night to use the bathroom. And a lot of times you get up and it's just a little trinkle coming out. So it can be a pain. The most important thing is nutrition. It's eating healthy foods. Earlier in the show, I talked about just really decreasing the amount of carbohydrates you eat and sugars. Sugars and too many starches cause inflammation. Inflammation is going to affect every part of your body, including your prostate. So we have to eliminate, sometimes you have to eliminate sugar completely as far as added sugar and starches for a month, 2 months to really reset the hormones, get the prostate shrunken down to its normal size. Now, obviously, green veggies and so forth are important, but even fruit probably should be cut down a little bit. So, and also there are environmental toxins to look at. The artificial foods a lot of people ingest, artificial flavorings, colors. You have to even look at fluoride in the water, hot topic. But the crazy thing about fluoride is, one, it's an industrial waste product from aluminum manufacturers and fertilizer companies. Nothing to do with healthy teeth. And the reason I'm talking about fluoride is it can attach to the pituitary gland, and pituitary gland listens to the hypothalamus, and then the hypothalamus. So say we're talking about prostate health and testosterone, the hypothalamus registers, monitors all the hormone levels. If they're down or too up, it'll send a hormone to the pituitary. Then the pituitary will send a hormone to whichever gland needs more hormones or less. It can send it to the testes, thyroid, to ovaries for women, adrenal glands. But with fluoride, and for some people, it can hurt the pituitary. Then the whole endocrine system can be thrown off. And so your testosterone levels and DHEA levels, which is precursor to sex hormones, can be off. So I'm just throwing some information out there on environmental toxins. And as I've researched over the years, most men's sperm count is lower than it used to be. And that's due to direct poor nutritional habits and environmental toxins. And so a lot of people having trouble getting pregnant. I mean, sometimes it's the woman not being fertile, but a lot of times it's the men's, the sperm is not fertile, is not active. It's just, and it's a low sperm count. So we need to eat those healthy fats to really rev up healthy prostate health. Other than the pumpkin seeds and the oysters I mentioned, there's always the coconut oil and the avocados, grass-fed beef because it has fat in it, olive oil, and even good butter, organic, is going to have a plethora of vitamins and minerals and healthy fat. And flax oil is very good. And then, of course, there's fish oil. And I know a very good, probably the best, I would say the best cod liver oil on the market. It's a fermented cod liver oil. So if you want information about that, contact me. I can hook you up on how to order that. So there's also herbal remedies that can be very helpful. Sometimes you might have to take them for the rest of your life, and that's fine. There's no side effects. And saw palmetto is the very famous berry on the herb that can help. And it helps actually balance testosterone. And you want a balanced hormone system. Too little testosterone is not good. Your sex drive's low. Your energy's low. But too much testosterone can put too much pressure actually on the prostate and cause it to inflame. So saw palmetto is a very good one to take. It balances out the testosterone. Other ones, the plant called nettle, that's a good one. Phrygium root, I mentioned pumpkin seed, and also lycopene, which actually comes in tomatoes, so you can eat fresh tomatoes, homemade tomato sauce. Don't buy canned tomato sauce or even in a bottle. Most of that stuff's rancid, not very healthy. And a couple amino acids, L-glycine and alanine, they're very good for prostate health. And I carry a good product by Designs for Health called Prostate Supreme. If you're listening to the show live, you can scroll down to the bottom of my page on Voice America. There's a little banner called Designs for Health. And on that banner, it talks about whey protein and some green powder, because those are my best sellers, really good products. But if you click on that, it'll take you to the main Designs for Health website, and you can log in and enter as a new patient and just enter my name as a practitioner. It's called Prostate Supreme. It has all those good herbs and vitamins and amino acids that I just mentioned. So it's called Prostate Supreme. So if you've had the BPH for a long time, there's still a good chance you could stop it in its track and reverse it. It's not going to happen overnight. And again, it's through healthy diet, supplements, herbals, herbal supplements, vitamins, those amino acids, staying hydrated well, good filtered water, and good healthy fat. Last show I talked about fat, and the healthy water in our bodies actually comes from the healthy fat that we eat. So it's important to get a high-fat diet going. And of course, we also need protein. Now, the other one men occasionally have is an acute. It's called acute prostatitis. Now, this is not a huge deal. It's acute. It's very painful. It's when the prostate's overused. It could happen if you haven't had sex in a while, and then you start dating someone and you have sex every day, a couple times a day for a couple weeks. It could just overstrain the prostate and cause inflammation. Now, it could be from infections also, and usually the infections, and I'm going back to the sugar, too much sugar, carbohydrates, artificial foods and flavors, it can throw off the urinary tract system and also mess up the prostate, since the urethra runs through the prostate. So that can be an issue too. But with that, it's acute. You can take some anti-inflammatory herbs, turmeric, ginger, echinacea is a good one, because echinacea also helps fight off infection. And also you can do sit baths. You can take a bath, or you can just buy this little sits thing and sit your butt in that bath with some Epsom salts and maybe some herbs, essential oils, and that'll help reduce the acute prostatitis. But again, it's acute. Doesn't happen that often. But the BPH is the main one. I just want to make sure I covered, just looking at some notes here, the herbs. Yeah, nettles root, saw palmetto. Okay, so if you're having BPH problem with your prostate, the best thing to do is just book consultation with me. I'll guide you through all the stuff I just talked, but go into more depth on how to heal the prostate, how to get it back on track. So your sex life will be better too. So if your prostate's inflamed, you could have premature ejaculation, because the urethra once again carries semen out from the prostate. If that's inflamed, the prostate's inflamed, it's going to affect that as well. So you could have premature ejaculation, and that can be frustrating when you're having sex. And two other things, you can do Kegel exercises. That's Kegel. So if you go to pee today, stop peeing midstream. You got to cinch up your butt cheeks. And that's a Kegel exercise. You could do that 3 times a day, do 25 Kegel exercises. I'm doing some right now. You just squeeze, and that'll help soothe the prostate slowly over time. So, and women are prescribed that more often than men, but both men and women can do Kegel exercises. The other thing you can do is a prostate massage. If you're open-minded and you're okay with that, I mean, you got to stick a finger through your anal opening, and you can feel the prostate. It's just, like I said, you'll feel the gland. It's a small little walnut size. And if it's really, really hard, then it's definitely inflamed. But you can rub through the anal opening, slightly massage it with a finger. And for some of you, I know that sounds disgusting, but it's been known to help. So if you're not able to do it and your girlfriend's open, or wife, maybe you could do that too. I'm not saying you have to do it, but if you want to explore all the opportunities out there, I don't know if the word's opportunity, but protocols to help your prostate. Now, coconut oil is very soothing, so you could rub some, and I would advocate rubbing some oil if you're going up through your anal cavity, because there's no moisture coming out of your anus. So coconut oil would be my recommended choice. And that's also a very good sexual lube for men and women, the coconut oil. Do not use it on condoms. Natural oil, for some reason, will break down latex. And I'm speaking from experience. So you need water-based stuff if you have using condoms, not oil for coconut oil. But if you aren't using condoms, coconut oil is very good. So scooting along to just tying it together, prostate health and the sexual health, we have to look at, obviously, the sperm count, raise that up, and testosterone. That's the main hormone, sexual hormone, that the testes make. Now, all sex hormones from the men are called androgens. It's androgens. And the men also do make an androsterone hormone. Not quite. It's a purpose, but not like testosterone. Testosterone, when you hit puberty, that's what's responsible for bigger muscles, deeper voice, chin hair, facial hair, leg hair, and so forth. So the key with testosterone is if there's too much insulin in the body, testosterone will be very low. And insulin will be high in the body when too much sugar is consumed. Insulin is what unlocks the cells to allow energy into the cells. However, with the overconsumption of sugar, insulin's too high. And also when insulin's too high, cortisol's too high. Cortisol is your main stress hormone. It's also your main anti-inflammatory. But when that's too high, the adrenal glands make cortisol. And if your stress is really high, it's everything coming out of the adrenal cortex. And all your hormones are derived from cortisol. It's going to go to making comes from cholesterol. It's going to go all to cortisol production. So if your testosterone's really low, it might be good to test your adrenal glands. And that's a big topic. I'm going to give a talk on that later down the road. The reason the adrenal glands are so important with sexual health, including women, is that they make up the backup sex hormones. So the testes make mostly just testosterone, but the adrenals make the backups. So if you're low in testosterone, it's most likely your adrenals are fatigued. You know, also, adrenal glands make DHEA, which is a big antioxidant, kind of the fountain of youth. It balances out cortisol, because when cortisol is too high, it can cause oxidation and cellular death. So DHEA is very important. Now, you can supplement with that if you know your adrenals are fatigued. You can do a test. I used to do testing. I don't anymore. I'm very versed with adrenal function and health. So always when I have a client, a new client, I ask them a lot of questions about adrenal health. And I can pretty much pinpoint if your cortisol is too low and other hormones are too low. So DHEA is an important sexual hormone as well. And with the lack of testosterone, you can have erection dysfunction. So that can be, an issue as well, not be able to keep a hard on long enough. So that can be embarrassing, frustrating. So again, you got to look at your endocrine system, got to look at the health of your adrenal glands, health of your prostate. And you also you do have to look at emotional health. There is a component there, because when your emotions, you're not expressing your emotions. And again, you're not going to express them like a woman, because women and men are different. But if you're really holding on to them and not asking for help or really engaging some emotional stuff, that can cause a lot of stress to the body. Built up tension, built up stress. And that can cause way low dips in testosterone, DHEA, and even the sperm count in the body. So that's some information there. Good things to take are some herbs to help with sexual hormones and to help with the adrenal glands. So some of those best herbs are ginseng. We already talked about saw palmetto and nettles. There's Damiana's a good one for sexual health. Cinnamon, surprisingly, helps circulation, so that can help. The Siberian ginseng can help. Rhodiola, ashwagandha, These are other herbs that can help stimulate, in a good way, balance out the stress levels, balance out sexual hormones, testosterone, and so forth. So those are good. Those are called adaptogens. They help moderate stress. All right, we're coming up on another break. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to finish up on the sexual hormone stuff, and then we'll talk a little bit about dive into just overall energy levels and hair loss as well. So stay tuned for the third part of the Gillette Nutrition Show.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health.
Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years. Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that. Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to greg@gillettenutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. So I'm having a great time. I hope you are too. If you're listening live, if not, you can download any of my past shows. You can listen, or you can listen to them right there on Voice America, and they rebroadcast them throughout the week a couple of times. So if you just tuned in, we're talking about men's health in the modern world. I talked about the prostate and how to help the prostate achieve greater health, and I talked about iron being very important, but not to supplement with it through foods and zinc. You can get zinc through foods, but you can supplement with that, and how zinc works with the white blood cells, more of an inner armor, and iron works with the red blood cells, and iron's more of a outer armor when you look at the emotional factors and look at Mars, the planet itself. So it's kind of interesting. Don't know if you agree with all that, but I do think we're connected into a bigger picture than what we consciously may be aware of. We're definitely connected to Mother Nature and the universe at large. So I was talking about sexual health, impotence, erection problems, and then orgasm too quickly. And a lot of these are directly related to, A, the prostate being enlarged. It squeezes on the urethra, which carries urine and semen out of the body. So if you're having these issues, again, look at really healthy foods, cut down on the sugar. Unfortunately, you need to cut down the alcohol, maybe eliminate it. I know that's tough for men because we like our beer, but I'm not saying you have to never drink it again. But if you're having issues, this chronic issues with the prostate and sexual health and low testosterone, you need to find a way to eliminate beer for a while, and also coffee and sugar. And these are highly addictive foods, but they cause inflammation throughout the body. Now, I can't help you get off those addictions. Some people can do it willpower. All right, Greg, I'm not going to eat any more of this or drink this. Other people need some help, and amino acids can help break the cycle. Because alcohol and sugar are basically the same thing. Alcohol is turned right into sugar. Has the same effect. The only difference is alcohol gives you a major hangover if you drink too much. But sugar also can give you kind of a hangover if you don't eat it all the time like you do, and you've missed that sugar buzz because your blood sugar drops and then you're angry and cranky and you need more sugar. So consider eliminating those things for a while, especially sugar for the rest of your life as far as refined sugar and the starches, if you want to increase the health of your prostate and get more sexual energy back and more stamina to help problems. Now, also, I found this too. I mean, sometimes we orgasm, men, we orgasm too quick because we're excited and it just happens. You know, it's kind of embarrassing, but, you know, you always hear the story of, well, I lasted all of 1 minute. And that happens sometimes. If it happens all the time, there is issues. So I always tell men, if you're dealing with it, you're starting to eat healthy and taking the supplements to help with prostate health, sexual health, and you're sexually active, you know, turn it down a notch. Go slower. Pace yourself. Now, I'm not a sexual counselor, but I know this can help. And you can do Kegel exercises while you're engaging in sex. And sometimes you can even, if you feel orgasm coming up prematurely, if you catch it early, you can squeeze those muscles down there near the anus, and sometimes that'll stop the orgasm. And then, of course, it'll recirculate and come back again. But give it a shot if you're having problems and you want to last longer. The Kegel exercises actually help. You can also do that during the actual time of orgasm, and it may stop it so you can continue to go on. Because I know it's a big deal. And so with some of the herbs, I mentioned Damiana, Kava Kava, that's an herb used in South Pacific. It doesn't taste good at all, but it revs up in a good way your sexual energy and health. There's borage oil you can get, and then I mentioned cinnamon and even cardamom can help. So aphrodisiacs, I mentioned oysters and avocado is a good one, coconut oil. Chocolate, if I would prefer raw chocolate, you can get a raw cacao and mix that into a smoothie. That could be a sexual energy good boost. I'd say raw chocolate because a lot of the chocolates out there just have too much sugar in them. If you can't find the raw and you can get some real dark chocolate, the darker the better. That could be beneficial. So there's some aphrodisiac foods, and then berries are always fun. And if you're dating someone, having a nice romantic dinner, incorporating some of these foods. And, you know, food can be used even on the body when you're making out. So that's a whole nother topic. But just, especially men, open your mind more, be more creative in the bedroom and out of the bedroom. And as you eat healthier, you can become more creative and open up a little more emotionally. It's an important thing. So with the adrenal glands, I want to touch base a little bit on that. So we really need to look at the health of the adrenals, because they make cortisol, DHEA. For women, they make all the backups of the estrogen. And they also make the sole estrogen for men. You need estrogen, not too much. And women need testosterone, but not too much. So we want to look at I mentioned ginseng, there's wild oats, the nettles I mentioned before. There's dandelion root. Sarsaparilla is really good. And then licorice is really good if you know you have low cortisol levels. It helps keep cortisol levels in circulation longer. If your stress level is really high and you know you have high cortisol, you don't want to take licorice. But licorice is a very good one. It reuptakes the cortisol, even if it's a small amount your body is producing. Can be very beneficial to take. So moving on, I want to talk a little bit about hair loss or thinning hair. Some of that is truly just genetics. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. I have a couple of real good friends. They started going bald in their 20s. Yeah, they didn't eat that healthy, but neither were none of us who were eating that healthy. This was back in college, and we still had our hair. So I think that was more genetic. And both their fathers had lost hair soon. So they, well, one of them just shaved his head off, shaved his hair off. He looks pretty good bald. So, but I know it's a big deal. It's a ego thing, which is fine. I mean, I like my hair, and most men do. And it can wane your confidence in your overall feeling if you're going bald or thinning. But again, it's not detrimental. It's not a health issue or a huge health concern. But the big, other than genetics, I would say the big issue is, again, stress. Too much cortisol can cause some of the hairs to fall out. Just too much stress running throughout the body. You know, cortisol is very important when it's balanced, but if it's out of control, too high, yeah, knock the testosterone down, it can cause some hair loss, cause inflammation, not inflammation, it can cause immune problems, weight gain, and other things. Also with hair loss, there's mineral deficiencies. A, from not eating healthy enough. B, from taking pharmaceutical drugs or taking over-the-counter drugs or even recreational drugs. And alcohol. Those are going to, any of those you take on a regular basis or even short term will strip your body of nutrients. It'll, one of the biggest ones it strips of is zinc. We already talked about that, and magnesium. And for hair, for proper hair growth, we need silica, we need magnesium, and we need healthy fats, vitamin A, vitamin D. And these two can be deficient by taking over-the-counter drugs or pharmaceutical drugs. And vitamin D is very important also for sexual health, brain health, immune building. And so if you're, as the warmer months are coming, get out in the sun, you can get some vitamin D conversion through sunlight. It's still good to probably supplement, or you can get vitamin D through cod liver oil. I mentioned the fermented brand that I know of. I can tell you how to order. Eggs will have vitamin D, especially during the warmer months when the chickens are eating grass and insects. So that's an important fat to also consider. The other thing is just what you're using in your hair. Unfortunately, a lot of hair products that men take and women, A, the products are probably too alkaline. Your hair needs to be acidic, and your skin and your urinary tract needs to be acidic. So, but back to your hair and skin, if you're using products that are too alkaline, it can strip the oils, strip minerals out of your hair. So that can cause issues, men, also. So if you're going to shampoo, you want a really good, organic. And you might want to call up the company and ask them what's the pH level. You want it slightly acidic. Acidity in your skin and hair keeps the hair and skin healthy. It keeps out unwanted bacteria, and I call invaders that might mess things up. So it kills off those things. So look into that. Look into better healthcare products for your hair. And you know, try a good mineral product. I carry some supplements that are good mineral-based. I also know a real good powder that I called Terramin Clay. So if you need more information about that, just call me, email me. That's one of the best mineral supplements out there. It comes in a powder, or you can get it in the capsule. And that can help restore mineral deficiencies. Also, if you have fresh aloe vera juice, you could dab that in your hair, coconut oil. And another controversial thing to try is urine therapy. Now, urine therapy is huge in India, and I've actually used it myself. But you could try some your own urine on your hair for a while. And I've read articles where it helps some men regrow hair. No, it's not instant. None of this stuff's instant. It'll take a while for it to set in. So there's other things to try out there. So we only have a few minutes left. I want to thank everyone who listened live, men and women. Women, if you're listening or you re-listen to this, I'm sure you know men. be it dating them, your boyfriend or husband or brothers, sisters, fathers. Tell them to look me up if they need health, because need the help with their health. Because really, men really need to take care of their health better. We're seeing an epidemic of overweight, low sperm count, low sex drive, and it could be prevented, and also it could be corrected, cured, not all the time, but if you really shore up your nutrition, and that's where I come into play. So look at my website again, GilletteNutrition.com. You can email me, Greg@GilletteNutrition.com. I have various nutrition packages. My best is a three-month deal for 3 months, so it's 12 weeks. Every week we'll meet, and usually over the phone because most of my clients are out of state or on Skype. So I'm coaching you. I'm giving you all the information I need, building on pun each week, and you'll come away knowing more about health and healing than 99% of the population. And all my clients feel better. I'll give you ideas on juicers, books to read, blenders even, and body care products, and of course the nutrition and the certain supplements and herbs. So it's a great deal. I'm also on all the social media outlets like everyone else is, I think. And yeah, that's about it. So we have about 1 minute left. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. Next week is Memorial Day, so there will not be a live show, and I am actually going to rebroadcast this show. So if you know anyone who wants to listen to this show again, tune in next week on the 26th. And after that, on the June 2nd, I'll be having a special guest, Randall Pfaff. He's a personal trainer, a good friend of mine. So we'll be talking about weightlifting, stretching, and sports nutrition. So tune in on that one. 2 weeks from now, but next week will be a rebroadcast. Thanks again for listening and your time. I appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed the show here about men's health. Take care.
Thank you again for tuning in to the Gillette Nutrition Show. Greg will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition designed to get you back to a better life on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.